I'm still scared of a B+. Caramel B+.
He was the cutest stepping stone. Stephanie G.
School lunches by myself were best. Abby J.
Was pregnant. Lost it. His fault. Yusina I.
Life lessons found in Scrubs episodes. Rhea H.
Contemplating joining circus. Foolishly chose college. Sally C.
Thought I was gay. Guess not. Zaniah P.
Afraid I'm crazy. Bell Jar style. Anika T.
A boy wizard saved my life. By Rebecca G.
You smell like my childhood. By Sarah R.
Those are some examples of the six-word stories from I Can't Keep My Own Secrets, Six-Word Memoirs by Teens by Larry Smith. Storytelling comes in many forms, from the oral traditions, literature, to TV stories and soaps we know and love. What other forms of storytelling can there be? As teachers, can we move beyond the elements of plot into something different? Most importantly, how can we engage our students? My guest today, Larry Smith, is here to tell us how, in just six words, you can tell a story. I'm Miss Mack, and this is Hall Pass Break. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
So nice to be here today.
Your work is all over social media, but for teachers like myself, it may be something new. Can you explain how the six-word story came about?
Sure. Well, in 2006, I had started a user-generated content website, which, you know, 2006, that was a relatively new idea to have a place where anyone could share a story on a website. And we had lots of different prompts, storytelling prompts. Did you have a life-changing moment? Put it over here in this section. Did you have a crazy breakup story? We have a section called My Ex. Did you have a brush with a celebrity, kind of in a funny way, not like at a movie premiere, but you're at the Gap, and Chatham Tating is getting his jeans tried on too because he's got to try on his own jeans, and you know, a funny brushes with fame, we called them. But one thing I didn't have when I launched this website was something called six-word memoirs, or telling your life story in six words. But after about a year of doing the website, I'm wearing a T-shirt today, actually. Your listeners can't see it, but it's one of my own six-word memoirs. Through spaghetti at wall, some stuck. And it's really the story of six-word memoirs. So after about a year of doing my user-generated content website, I threw some more spaghetti on my internet wall. And this spaghetti was the one that really stuck. I challenged my community, which was a pretty small online community at the time, to write a whole story in six words. And why six? Well, there's a legend that a lot of your listeners have probably heard, and many teachers have surely taught in classrooms, that Ernest Hemingway was once challenged to write a whole novel in just six words. As the story goes, in a bar bet, Hemingway responded with, "For sale, baby shoes, never worn." The six-word novel. May have happened, may have not, but we've agreed it's a literary legend. So on the website I had started, which at the time was called smithmag.net, named after my grandfather, and I can tell you more about him later and why I named it after him. At the time, we, and still, only do personal stories, true personal stories. And you have to know what you're about and what you're not about, what you're teaching, what you're not teaching. We were about true stories, not fiction, not poetry. I love all those things. So I said, let's give the Hemingway legend, the six-word novel, a personal twist. I Googled six-word memoir. Nothing came up. And I popped it on the website. I said, hey, write the six-word story of your life. Write a six-word memoir.
Yes. I have used it in my own classroom as a do now for different topics. Some activities I used were to have kids try to write their favorite movie in six words, interpreting a painting, and even for characters in challenging texts such as Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet. So some ideas for Romeo and Juliet in my freshman class were two houses, two deaths, too much. Or did Romeo forget Rosaline? Why even? And then for seniors reading Hamlet, incest, insanity, inconclusive, infuriating, just end. Or ghost, play, rat equals Shakespeare's madness. I think what is great is, as you mentioned in your previous TED Talks, is a way to spark ideas using only six words to describe a story, which is what my students try to do, and to think about what the essence of the story is. So how can teachers spark ideas for students about the essence of a story they learn or their own story they would like to write.
Well, I think you really just hit on it. You learned about the six-word memoir, then you thought, okay, this is a fun way to approach something we're reading, Romeo and Juliet or Hamlet, right? And so you gamified it. You said, okay, in the end, what you did was reading comprehension. If you read Hamlet, okay, now sum it up in six words. If you just, and I'm sure you also might have said, write an essay or a paper on this, and they've got to do all that too. But when you start with this fun way of looking at things, the essence of Hamlet in six words, and different students will interpret things different ways, how fun is that? Now you've just kind of, you've kickstarted the whole thing for maybe the kids who weren't as excited about Hamlet. And some obviously will be. And now it's something that anyone can do, right? Like write a whole paper on Hamlet. Some people will stare at that blank page. Oh my God, I got to write thousands of words. Others will just get to it. But when you have that Kickstarter of just six words, you spark the storytelling. And in the same breath, you're asking them to come up with the essence of Hamlet. So I think that idea of looking at your classroom and saying, okay, six words is a game we can use. Even use the word game. We know that kids love a game. Everything is games these days. So that's a great way to do it. Another way of approaching it is to, at the end of perhaps a semester, to take, if you've done, you know, five or six books, however number of plays or books, read some of the six-word summations of these books, and then the kids have to guess which book is it about, which essay is it about. Or even think about, I'm going to stick with your Hamlet or Romeo and Juliet metaphor, your example, which is asking, and I've seen this in other classrooms, sum up each of the 10 main characters in the play or in the book, in Mark Twain, in Catcher in the Rye, in exactly six words, then ask the students to guess who is this person summing up, whose is it? So I think that's a really fun way to spark the essence of a story they've learned. But there's so many ways, and you know, one of the most wonderful parts of my work is that when I launched the six-word memoir project 10 years ago, when after that first initial prompt, it really hit 5,000, 10,000. Now we've had a million six-word stories on the site, and I'm sure another million out there in the world in classrooms and festivals. I have learned so much by seeing what others have done with the form, and I said it before and I'll say it again. Of all the different things that have happened with six-word memoirs, working with veterans groups, hospice centers, working with, did a workshop with a hunger nonprofit in Ohio. The way teachers have embraced six-word memoirs and come up with so many ideas, uses of the form in their classrooms, as young as second grade, as old as grad school, and adult learning at night, has been the most delightful part of the project for me.
I totally agree. I want to ask you about the teaching guides you have for six-word memoirs on your website. One question says, now look at the index and tally the number of memoirs written by either men or women dealing thematically with the following issues: regret, risk, food, fear, moms, dads, death, and art. What do these numbers tell you about gender, culture, and what men versus women tend to think about most? Even though this was not for I Cannot Keep My Own Secrets, which were six-word memoirs by teens, it could easily apply. How were you able to generate these questions?
And we created, after I started seeing, and mostly through Google Alerts, and occasionally, and our teachers will contact me, hey, we did six words in our classroom, I thought you'd want to know, and here's some images, we took photos, and some art classes, here we did illustrated six-word memoirs. I said, well, I don't want to keep this information to myself, so we created a blog called Six in Schools Blog. It's just sixwordmemoirs.com/schools, and we spell out six, sixwordmemoirs.com. And about once a month, we highlight what we call the classroom of the month, and we just show different examples of what different teachers have done, basically because, hey, take some ideas and do something new with the form, you know, remix the form, and then let us know, and we'll feature your classroom. We can't feature them all just because of my own bandwidth and time, but there are way more than one good classroom a month I would like to feature. So I really encourage teachers to go mine for ideas, share six words with your class, however way makes sense for your classroom. Report back, send me pictures, and we'll do a blog post about you.
Yes, I think you mentioned in one of your TED Talks, as we get older, we know ourselves less and not more. One of the common themes within the teen memoirs are teens trying to find themselves. In a sense, could the six-word memoir be a way for teens to find out more of themselves? How can teachers help to guide them to know who they are?
Oh, I think so. And we did a teacher's guide for our first book, Not Quite What I Was Planning. So the teacher's guide is basically refer to memoirs in the book in a individual way, then in a macro way, and also has some sort of general questions like what surprises you about the six-word memoir form, or what can you learn from this? And, asking questions about what's a story versus a memoir, and some of that basic stuff that we just put in there to have a kind of grounding of the form. But all the teachers, would come up with that themselves. But I think that we have a teacher's guide for the first book, not quite what I was planning. We also have a teacher's guide for the teen book, I Can't Keep My Own Secrets, and then a new teacher's guide for the book, I'm sure we'll talk about later, Six Words on Coming to America, Immigration Stories. So I think, the guides really, most of the questions work for almost any grades. When you look at a book of 600-700 six-word memoirs, you have like a sociology experiment in there. You have all these stories, as you mentioned, risk and food and family and death and all the things that teens go through, especially in the teen book. Breakup, angst, confusion. These teen existences are changing, minute by minute. They just your mind literally moves faster in terms of what you're going through as a teen with puberty and hormones and all these things. So to sort of sum up your life in six words, and that life might change minute to minute. Teens are some of the teens on the site, sixwordmemoirs.com, have shared 5 and 10,000 six-word memoirs. They say it's kind of like Facebook or Twitter, but without all the ads or frankly privacy invasions. So I think that most of the questions in the teacher's guide can apply certainly to any of the books, but also you just get questions. I like people to buy the books, obviously. It's my business. Partially, it's my business selling the books, but the teacher's guides will give you ideas. If you have a different book, maybe you have the book Six Words on Love and Heartbreak, or we did a book Six Words on the new book Six Words on Immigration and Coming to America, which is out in fall 2017. You'll just open a book yourself and say, on page 37, Bill Johnson wrote, "Where the Family You Gossip About." What is that? And people can, a really fun thing, Miss Mack, is when I say, pick a page number, students, and they'll say 37. So I read, "Where the Family You Gossip About." So it's at random, because I'm not, any page will be good. I have confidence any page in any book will be good. And I look at there's maybe four or five in the page. I pick one that I think will work for this group. If it's a younger group, nothing too PG-13, right? So, but if I say, "Where the Family You Gossip About," and then I say, "Okay, what do you think's going on here?" And I don't know what's going on there, right? It's just a six-word story submitted to the website. We decided to put it in a book. They can talk for an hour about a backstory that they create in their mind, right? Because people interpret stories different ways. So they could do that all day long. I can write, "I'm never going to get a dog," on a blackboard, and third graders can talk about that for an hour, making up a backstory. It's fascinating. But then you say, okay, who can relate to "Where the Family You Gossip About?" And then you let people just kind of talk, and they have discussions, and they start riffing off each other. And that's really some of the beauty of the six-word memoir form. It is very short, and yes, we know you can say a lot in just six words, but it's a spark for further discussions. It's that relatability piece that's so important in the classroom.
I like how you mentioned that, because for some kids, when it comes to writing, they do not even know where to start. I think what is good with this is you get them to think about what I did today, or what about my shirt, or what about my pants. I think getting them to think about one thing then leads them to think to their next part of their writing, which is what teachers are trying to do.
I think, for starters, when we ask ourselves, "Who am I?" right, and we like, "Well, I don't know." You often like, "Tell me your story," right? It's a question. It's a very great and a very horrible question to ask people. "Tell me your story. Tell me a story." You often get two responses. "Oh, I don't know. I don't know where to begin with my story." Or, "Oh, my story. I could talk to you all day. I don't know where to end." Right. So we say, okay, if you don't know how to start, just try tell me six word stories about your life. And if you're stuck, I say, well, good topics to think about are your family, your friends, food. Is there an aspiration or a dream you have, a place you want to travel? Is there a character in a book you relate to? One of the most favorited on the site, you can like favorite a six-word memoir. You can't rate them. I don't believe in rating 1 to 10 or hot or not, but "I Never Got My Hogwarts Letter" is one of the most favorited teen memoirs ever, right? Another one that was very popular is "I Don't Rock, Guitar Hero Lies," right? So, people can relate to that. "Living My Dream, Please Send Money," right? You get the mental like button when you read that. So I think that you know, there's different keywords about, you know, family, friends, food, dreams, what's something you always say, an expression that helps people start telling stories if you're stuck. And if you don't know where to end, you know, if you've got so much to say, I say, you know, start putting words down. What are the main words about your life that you really keep coming back to? And then kind of remix them, reorder them, and see where they go. So I think the key really is just if the kids who have too much to say, it's easier to say, bring it down. Bring it down to six, or you can write as many six-word memoirs as you like, you know. And I always let them read as many as they like aloud if I'm in a classroom, because, you know, how long does it take to read six, you know, six-word memoirs or 10 six-word memoirs? But the kids who can't get started, you give them some keywords. I remember I was in a classroom, it was like a third-grade classroom, pretty young, right? And, you know, I saw this kid, I could just tell, you always give him time to write. You don't want to be like, now, you know, take some time, break up into groups, help each other. That's always a good trick too, especially the younger kids, you know, help each other, talk to each other. And this one kid, he was just kind of quiet and he seemed frustrated. And I said, how's it going? He's like, I don't know, I can't do this. And I said, sure you can. Oh, hey, you're wearing a Philadelphia Phillies shirt. I'm a Phillies fan, which I am. I'm from that area. Why don't you write about the Phillies? And he said, my mom made me wear this shirt. I'm like, you know what? Mom made me wear this shirt is a six-word story right there. It's how you're feeling today, and it's kind of funny. That's your memoir, you know? So I just start talking to kids, and I've learned pretty well how to break through to them. But, you know, what are you wearing? What music are you listening to? All the stuff, you know, that makes sense. And if you can get a word or two out of them, the first word is the hardest part, then they'll start talking. And if they're stuck, I come and I help them edit. We edit together, and their buddies edit with them. So it's, I don't know, in the end, I guess I keep coming back to, it's a game, have fun. And I think you make a great point, which is that that kind of cold start is hard for people. And I know that one of the first instances I was seeing of teachers teaching six-word memoirs in the classroom was that whole, what'd you do over summer break or spring break? Right? Oh, I don't know. Or you know what I mean? And so, hey, six words. Give me a little piece of that. That's a really helpful way just to get them going. Or homeroom classes, or, you know, that, I don't know if it's called different things in different school districts, but, you know, there's first few minutes of the day when you're in the same classroom as an opening activity. I know one teacher said to me that, you know, different days she does different openers, a math thing one day, maybe a brain teaser, maybe a 2-minute mystery, and then she worked into her weekly opening activity, you know, write a 6-word memoir. And it's so important to say, you know, memoir just basically means memory, and it's a story, but it's a true story, but it doesn't have to be your whole story. Even with adults, I have to remind them. I know it sounds like, oh, it's got to be the whole story, like, you know, my tombstone or my epitaph or, you know, my whole life story in 6 words. It doesn't. It can be just a little piece of it, you know? It can be a little piece of your story. One of my favorites, which is also in the teen book, is so simple. I seriously love school bean burritos. That is not a huge story. But for Kenna J, who wrote that 6-word memoir, that's what I think it's a female, that's what she's thinking, you know? Or Martha G spent more time reading than living, you know? Hey, that's how she's feeling. And it's not the whole story, but it's one aspect of her life that she feels is important to her. And other people can certainly relate to in that room or on that website or on social media.
I could definitely attest to that. I would love a burrito day.
Right? Of course. Who doesn't love a burrito day?
About your newest project for the ABC TV series Fresh Off the Boat, which I love, by the way. When I heard you were doing an immigration story, I thought this was just the right time for it. You said this was more of a passion project based on your own family experiences. So can you tell me more about it?
Sure. So my storytelling sort of origin story starts with my grandfather, Morris Smith, who everyone called Smitty. And when I was in high school, him and my grandma lived in Atlantic City, New Jersey, near the boardwalk. And in the summers, I would go down and get those kind of summer jobs, you know, selling ice cream and that kind of thing. And I would always just walk down the boardwalk with my grandfather and my grandmother, but my grandfather really was like the mayor of his section of the boardwalk. And he would just stop and talk to everyone. You know, he just was that kind of guy. And they shared stories, and it was really fun just being around him. And one day I realized that actually I didn't really know that much about my grandfather's own life. He shared lots of stories with people, but like I never really knew how did he come to America. I knew that he came in 1914 from Russia. He was escaping World War I with his family. He was just 4 years old. But when I finally said, hey, we all called him Smitty. Hey, Smitty, tell me your story. Start from the beginning. And at first he was sort of shy. He's like, oh, my story, Larry, who cares about that? I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm like, first of all, everyone has a story. We know that, you know. But you came from Russia. You escaped a war. You were 4 years old. Like, he wasn't by himself, but still, he's with his family. And so he told me that story. And that really, for me, was an amazing moment when I thought, well, you got to remember to ask these stories, you know. Even many of us don't even know our own family's histories, including me. So when I go to a classroom and I'm talking about this new book, which is Six Words Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America, which is a collaboration with the ABC TV series of the same name, as you mentioned. Fun, great series, super smart and interesting. I say, look, I didn't know my own story, and now I'm doing, and that was a fail. And then I learned it, and now through our six-word form, we're going to tell our own family stories about coming to America. And some of you got to America 6 months ago with your family. Some of you great-great-great-great-grandparents came over on the Mayflower. But almost all of us have a coming to America story, not necessarily Native Americans, but in the new book that will be out soon, we have their perspective too, because you know they were here first. So that's a real, the passion project really is because it comes all the way back to the beginning of my own love of storytelling with my grandfather and to sort of honor his immigration in 1914 with this book of about 550 immigration stories of all ages and kinds and coming from everywhere is for me really a kind of a wonderful moment in my own work.
On your website, there are two powerful quotes that stood out to me from the book about family. The first by Susan Breeden says, "Family, everything else is just gravy." And the other one by Lou Hope is, "Oppression became opportunity, poverty became prosperity." Both are incredible quotes. And for people like your grandfather, immigration may not be a pleasant experience. How did you get kids or people to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean it's really hard, and I'll tell you since I spent more time in school to asking these stories of coming to America than I ever had for other books, it didn't, you know, it just given what's going on in the country with immigration and the political climate, I thought it would be, and I know the teachers want to teach these immigration stories, but it's very hard, especially given, you know, the political climate, that I thought this would be a great way, you know, to gather stories for the book, of course, but just a great way to introduce six-word memoir to classrooms that didn't know about it. Some of these kids were worried about deportation. They're worried about us. They're worried about getting in trouble for sharing a story. Really intense stuff. But I know that when you see other people in the room, when you see other people in the room share their own stories and sort of have the courage to do that, and you feel you're in a, you know, safe environment, it gets kids to open up. And you know what they did in those rooms were amazing. I'm going to think about another really intense one, which was like 12 hours, 8 people, car trunk, you know? And it's like, whoa. And this was a kid who couldn't have been, you know, he was a teen. And you know, he made it. And there he was. Another kid, I forget the actual six words, but he said something like, "I walked 12 hours by myself." And he had walked literally from Mexico into Texas alone for 12 hours, and he made it. And now he was, and eventually he got to his uncle who lived in San Francisco. But, it's inspirational. And, even if your story isn't as intense as a coming to America story on foot or in a car trunk, to share your story is a courageous act, you know, even if it's silly, not necessarily totally intense, but it's hard for people to share stories, especially public speaking is hard for many people, but it's a courageous act to share your story. And when you do that, when you share that story, two things happen. One, you release something in yourself. It is self-expression, does have a therapeutic aspect to it. But two, you release a story in the world and somebody else catches it, you know? Someone catches that story, whether they catch it online or on social media or in a classroom. And you never know where that will go when they catch that story.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It is hard for teenagers to advocate for themselves because they may be afraid of what their peers might say or how others might look at them. What is good is they become more confident in themselves. And that is something you want to build in teenagers because they may have households or backgrounds that can either be intimidating or troubling. And even coming into a classroom where people are looking at them, it can pose a challenge. The fact that six words gives them the sense that I can put it out there is even more inspirational.
And you know, I say to people all ages, whether again it's an adult group or a student group, hey, if you hate public speaking, you're in good company. People hate to speak. Jerry Seinfeld made a joke that the only thing people fear more than death is public speaking. But you know what? If you hate public speaking, let's, you know, get involved today. Step forward and share just six words. It's a very easy way to kind of like, you know, to inch your way in.
Thank you so much. This was such a great conversation. Hopefully everyone will go and check out the website. Can you say it again for the audience?
Yeah, it's sixwordmemoirs.com, SIXWORDMEMOIRS.com. That's a mouthful, but sixwordmemoirs.com. We spell out the word six, and then there's a button that says teens, and teens can go there. And when you go on to sixwordmemoirs.com, you also see very clearly a tab that says schools, and that's where you can see our blog with all different things that teachers have done over the years, and it's very easy to contact me from the website. So check out the site, stay in touch, tell me what happens in your classroom, and let me know how I can help.
Once again, I would like to thank Larry Smith. This episode was recorded 2 years ago and originally edited by Brittany McCombs of the online radio station Newark.fm, the People's Station in Newark, New Jersey. Six Words Fresh Off the Boat is out now, and you can check out the other Six Word books at your local bookstores or at sixwordmemoirs.com. Music was provided by Macchiato Funky and Scott Nice. For more about my guests and the show, check out hallpassbreak.com. You can download this show and other episodes on Google Play and iTunes. And be sure to leave a review to help keep the show going. Follow the podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And to leave you off with a quote by Nelson Mandela, education is a great engine of development. Thanks for listening.